literally texted it to him, and 5 minutes later, I get an email with him and the whole team being like, hey guys, sign this, here you go.
Holy shit. Hey guys, welcome back to Rave Culture Cast. We are here on Groove Cruise Day 2, and I'm here with Cosmalia.
Hi! How's it going? It's good, how are you?
I'm doing great. My first Groove Cruise, so I'm like loving the vibes.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. I was gonna be like, you're welcome. A veteran, right? How many sets were you playing this
weekend? I am playing 6 sets.
Okay, so very booked and busy.
Yeah, pre-party, I played one yesterday at the theater with Diplo. Nice. I'm playing one after this at the casino. I'm playing 2 tomorrow. One a solo set and one a back-to-back with Vanessa and LP Giobbi.
Yes.
And then the very last day, I am playing at Q Smokehouse with Unlearn Records.
Oh my god, okay. Not busy at all or anything like that.
Yeah.
So how for you, like coming back, like how do the experiences continue to top themselves on Groove Cruise?
So every experience is like its own unique thing. So I'm bringing my best friend with me for our second time.
Nice,
so it's like my second Groove Cruise with my best friend, and like she just makes it like amazing.
Yeah.
But like every time I come back and I see the same people over and over again, and it's just like it really has a family feel. It's like, oh, it feels like home.
It's good to like come back to.
Yeah, it feels like home.
There's like unique experience. This is my first cruise ship festival too.
Oh,
and there's
cool.
Kind of like unique experiences that like you wouldn't get anywhere else.
Anywhere.
That like you can just, like you said, casino, like you're just walking through and just see a pop-up set.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite memory?
One of my favorite memories actually was the first one I ever went to with my best friend. It was the West Coast one, Cabo.
Mm-hmm.
And we had just got done flopping around Cabo.
Yeah.
We had like ran off to go find tacos, and like we found them.
Yeah.
And then we were on the little tiny boat that takes you back to the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And in the like out of the window of the little boat, we see these lights going crazy. And as we approach the main cruise ship, we realize that they had these insane lights, like lasers sticking straight up into the air, like a beacon.
Yeah.
And we like were like, we have to go there.
Yeah.
We have to go. Like, it was the coolest thing I'd ever seen in my life. I still have a video of it.
Was it just like fans during a party or no?
No, it was the main, like, I guess they just wanted to get people back on the boat.
Okay.
So they were like, hey, look how cool this is.
Then it worked.
Please come back, right?
Yeah,
it was one of the most insane light displays, and it was coming off the top of a cruise ship, and it was going into space. It was so cool.
That's why I'm like excited, because like the energy is still very like fresh.
Yeah.
On the cruise, and there's just like a lot of experiences still to come.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
But you did, okay, so you mentioned LP, so you are playing with like the Femme House crew.
Yeah.
Which I like love them, near and dear to my
heart.
They're
amazing.
So like, how does it feel to be a part of that family now?
So I've looked up to both of those women, specifically Vanessa, for a very, 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 very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Vanessa was like, to me, like she was the female face of Dirty Bird.
Mm-hmm.
Because I originally really wanted to be a Dirty Bird artist before my sound kind of went another direction.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I always just wanted to like meet her, you know, and
mm-hmm.
the fact that I'm playing a set with her,
yeah.
is just like, I still can't wrap my mind
yeah.
around it. And they're both the coolest people ever. Like, they're so welcoming and they're so nice, and it's just, oh, it's just such a great feeling.
It's like a full circle moment for you.
It really is a
well.
Full circle moment, yeah.
Yeah, and like super empowering just to like have like an all-female lineup
exactly.
as well.
Exactly.
That support that they have behind it is
and
incredible.
The fact that they wanted me to join them, like,
yeah.
was just
insane.
I was like, me? Yeah. Like, really? Like, oh my god.
And so, okay, so you playing 6 sets. I know you have like a lot of influences to your music. So, like, how do you pick and choose? Like, do you just, like, fit the vibe of the crowd, the stage you're at?
So, this is actually interesting. I'm doing it differently this year.
Okay.
Last year, I think I had 4. And what I did was I made playlists for every single one, what I thought the vibe was going to be. This
okay.
year, I'm just going up there blind and
okay.
reading the crowd.
Nice.
Because what happened last year was I was like, I feel like the crowd wants something a little more chill than what I've got in this playlist
mm-hmm.
right now. Or, hey, the person before me played hard techno, and everyone's hyped up.
Right.
Maybe I should play some a little heavy, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so, like, that's kind of where my mm-hmm. head is at right now. And especially, like, a casino set, you can't plan for that.
Right, right.
You never know what... you could play anything in there,
yeah.
and people would dance.
Right.
So you might as well play the weirdest mm-hmm. stuff you got.
So does Groove Cruise, like, just in general challenge you as an artist? Like, do you feel like you grow every time you play this?
Yeah. I do, because first of all, a schedule like the one I've got, not only do I have six sets, this is my second interview today.
Right.
I also am doing an artist panel, and I'm doing an artist-hosted activity today as well.
Yep.
So it's just, like, I have to be...
On your shit.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, just, like, pace yourself, because, like, everybody wants to party their asses off here. And, like, I'm partying, okay.
Yeah.
I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's also, like, this is the first Groove Cruise that I've done single. Mm-hmm. And I just ended a 3-year relationship, like, 3 weeks ago, before coming on this boat. So, like, just being here, and the last one I was on was with him.
Right.
So there's, like, a lot of emotions happening, you know, I have one too many drinks and I start crying on the boat.
Aww.
No one wants me to be crying on the boat.
Right.
My eyelashes were falling off. It was just a disaster.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, it's not just physical regulation, it's emotional regulation, and it's mental regulation. It really is, like, a taxing, it's as fun as it is challenging.
Sure.
Yeah.
I did an intention setting workshop this morning.
I would cry. Yeah. I can't do that. I will cry.
Well, there's, like, there's a full moon today, so, like, there's just, like, a lot of release, and they,
oh my God, no, wait, maybe that's why I was crying.
I've been having crazy dreams this week, but, yeah, and we just talked about, like, what do you intend to get out of this, like, and they just reminded us, like, there's so many people here to, like, release things, find themselves, like, whatever you are, like, we're all coming from a different perspective, so that is, like, a transformational thing that you're getting out of it. But music festivals in general, I feel like, are healing.
Everyone here is, like, this is a big release for a lot of people in a lot of ways, and I would say this festival sets other from, I mean, not just, like, floating festivals, but just festivals in general.
Yeah.
Is everyone here, I feel like, for the most part, is very responsible.
Mm-hmm.
And they take accountability, and they don't abandon their friends. And, like, you don't have some of the weird, more, you don't have the weird vibes that you have at some other festivals. Agree, everyone here is, like, respectful, they're responsible, very plur. I hate to say it, but, like, it's plur.
Yep. Safe, you feel safe.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, I feel safe here.
To be yourself, in a way, too.
Exactly.
Okay, I want to chat about Unicorns Only as well. Okay, so, well, you curate a lot of music, so I ask a lot of people because everyone has a different answer, but how do you like to find your own, like, new music? Like, where do you explore?
So, Unicorns Only was created to be a showcase for artists that don't really have a platform.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's going to be some songs in there from bigger artists, but, like, for the most part, it's an opportunity to showcase, like, people that are coming up, and I really like their sound.
Yeah.
I find it mostly through Inflay or through my promos. I get a ton of emails every day.
Really? Yeah.
Once I started it, I was like, listen to this. And, like, I do. I listen to all of it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put all of it in my set, but, you know, I really try to give everybody a chance when it comes to that, because you really never know.
Mm-hmm.
You never know
when
somebody, random person, never heard of them in your entire life, sends you an incredible song.
Sure.
That happens to me all the time. Like, I'll have somebody I've never heard of. No one's ever heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
They have less than 1,000 followers. And they'll send me a track, and I was like, oh my God, this is so good.
Yeah.
Sometimes that even ends up with me doing collaborations with people like that.
Nice.
So, cool. Yeah, it's just a great way to discover new music.
Yeah. I find people on, like, festival lineups a lot of the times, too, because I do a lot of festival reviews on my channel.
Yeah.
So, like, comb through the entire lineup, literally listen to everyone, and I find the same thing. Like, you go on their Spotify, they have, like, less than 2,000 streams, and you're like, where's this gold been sitting this whole time?
My Spotify numbers are so bad right now. They're terrible.
So, let's go support, all right? We're going to link your information down below. Okay, Secret Weapon in your set right now. Do you have a favorite track you're playing?
Rockstar.
Nice.
It's my new track. Gene Fair signed it 3 days ago.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and I played it. I opened for him last night at the Diplo's Higher Ground stage. And he was like, this is such a good track. I just love this track. I literally texted it to him. And 5 minutes later, I get an email with him and the whole team being like, hey guys, sign this, here you go.
Holy shit.
I know.
Okay, I was gonna say, because you've signed with some, like, amazing labels, and, like, Nightbase is one of my favorites as well.
Yeah.
You release with them.
They're fantastic.
Okay,
yeah.
I was gonna ask what that experience was like.
Nightbase is a really, really fun label. It's really great to be able to work with Aaron AC Slater.
Mm-hmm.
He's very hands-on in his label management, which I feel like a lot of bigger labels, the founders really aren't that hands-on in it. Like, they have their teams, they'll have their A&Rs, and sometimes, like, it's what's kind of disappointing to me is I'll have a label that's, like, ran by a bigger artist.
Mm-hmm. No,
like, they'll send it to their manager, they'll send the demos to their manager, and then the manager sends it to the intern.
Okay.
So it's just like, I see who's listening. Right. I see the listen. Yeah. I know your intern listened to that. And it's just like, but you don't get that with Nightface. Aaron himself goes through, and he also helps you develop your sound.
Nice. That's awesome.
I don't know if my sound is going to continue to go in the Nightface direction. I'm sure a few songs of mine will.
Sure.
But I'm kind of leaning more now, this year has started out, I'm kind of leaning more on the kind of like groovier, more melodic side of things.
Nice. Love that.
You know, and I feel like that might be an issue with my career in general. It's like my manager could probably tell you, it's like I refuse to pigeonhole myself.
Okay, yeah.
I try to kind of spread my sound out. Might be a little too wide for some people, but at the same time, it gives me a good range, and it gives me the gifts that every different genre has to offer, sure, to kind of combine into my own unique sound.
I love that, though. That I think that allows you to challenge yourself, though. And I mean,
it does.
Like, okay, so are there any, because I know trends can kind of like give or take, but are there any trends in dance music you like right now?
I love the saw stab bass lines that are happening right now.
Okay.
And I've been making so many of them. And like, I feel like drop synths kind of took a hiatus for a while, but they're coming back. Okay. And I love that for me, because I've never stopped using them.
Yeah.
And then people not being afraid to sign melodic stuff with female vocals. Mm-hmm. I really love like what John Summit has been doing with his label and just like his releases in general.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people kind of look to him right now. Mm-hmm. Him teaming up with singers and songwriters. And I am a singer and a songwriter, and I also produce. So I'll sing my own vocals and I'll write the lyrics and record it and then produce the whole track around it.
That's awesome.
And I feel like that's not something a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm. Definitely
so
not, yeah.
Now, like, I remember being told, you'll never get signed to this label if you have your vocals in it. It has to be like, no, I mean, it's just like, why fuck that label? I don't care about that. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Now I'm really happy that it is trending in that direction, because I think that dance music, as fun as and as powerful as it can be, just like with one producer, you know, adding that layer of songwriting, you know, that's what
I think that makes you like completely special. Exactly. Yeah, no one else can do what you do or have your experiences to share.
I mean, even if like if a producer can't, you know, sing and songwrite, like with John Summers, like he's bringing in other people know, just but you're working together to create something that has more meaning, you know. I really like the way that it's trending towards that right now.
Okay, so for you, did vocals, like, was that always a part of the plan, or were you like DJ producing first and then you decided like you
were I'm a classically trained opera singer. I was born with perfect pitch, and I've been
holy shit.
I have been teaching voice lessons throughout my whole career.
Amazing. Okay.
I still do.
Yeah.
I still kids. I teach kids.
That's awesome.
And adults. But like vocals have been, singing has been a huge part of my life. I think my first favorite singer was Britney Spears and the Spice Girls.
Nice.
And I would run around my house with a hairbrush,
write
my own songs, sing them, play them on the piano.
That's awesome.
Since I was 6 years old. So it's always been part of the message. I found electronic music after I graduated high school. I'm 31 now. Mm-hmm. About to be 32.
Nice.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna be 33 next month, so I feel like
let's go.
In our prime.
We are. That's something people forget. Your 30s are your prime.
Yes,
so
I totally agree.
I feel like I am coming into my prime in terms of my songwriting as well. It's just I've been, like I said, crazy world.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have time to finish some of the songs that I really wanted to play on Groove Cruise. I'm trying not to beat myself up for it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to show what I've got and, you know, use the connections I make here to share that in the future.
Okay, and then my last question before I have a lightning round to end, but what's the next best, oh my god, big thing for you this year?
Thinking. Okay, so this is what I really want to do, and I did talk to you about this a little bit.
Yeah.
I really want to try to create trying to create a concept album based on the founding fathers of dance music and also the venues that kind of shaped house music. I really want to travel around to see where all these places are.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
I've already created one song called The Loft, which is based off of the original loft in Greenwich Village, which was a guy's house. It was not a venue. It was some dude's house, and every Saturday that they would have people there. I want to kind of expand. I want to go to like New York. I want to go to Chicago. I want to go to Detroit. I want to play at all these different places.
Sick, yeah.
And then find a label that is interested in the concept. And there have been some pretty big labels that I've been talking to about it.
Nice.
And I can't say who, but I'm very excited for that. And that is the next big thing.
Amazing. Okay, and I got a little lightning round. This is a get to know you better. Okay. Morning or night person?
Night. Duh, I'm a DJ. Oh my god.
Window, middle, or aisle seat when flying?
It used to be window, now it's aisle.
Okay. Text, call, voice memo. Which do you prefer?
Please text me.
Sorry. Favorite genre to listen to outside of EDM?
90s alternative rock.
Okay. What decade of music has influenced you the most?
90s. For sure, 90s.
Love it. Okay, if you could swap lives with another DJ, who'd you want to switch with?
No, I like my life.
Okay, we can keep that.
LP.
I was okay. going to say, one of the fantastic right, people.
Come on, yeah. LP for sure.
Biggest DJ pet peeve?
When people, oh my god, this might get hate. When people don't have like their AB on center, okay. And like if you touch the bottom crossfader okay. accidentally, it will just like swap between.
Oh shit.
It's okay. horrible. That happened to me at a big festival one time, and I just, because no one ever does that, and I saw it, I was like, oh my god.
Fuck, yeah.
It was terrible.
Favorite type of wine? We're doing a wine tasting this weekend, too, right?
Napa Valley Cabernet.
Okay, and then finish the sentence, in 1 year, I will be...
thriving.
Yes. Absolutely love it. Thank you so much for your time.
Of course.
Good luck with the rest of the sets. You're going to be incredible. I appreciate you. Thanks, guys. Bye.